Members of the Indian community in Uganda are demanding to be officially recognised as a tribe. Indians were first brought to Uganda more than a century ago by the British, but tens of thousands were expelled by President Idi Amin in 1972. Now they're returning to the country in big numbers and dominating the economy. Africa correspondent Sally Sara reports from the Ugandan capital, Kampala.
This pharmaceutical company on the outskirts of Kampala is state-of-the-art. Millions of dollars have been invested and more than 600 jobs created. It's one of the many Indian-owned businesses generating economic growth in Uganda. Rukmini Bonthala is a company director.
I think the Indian community has contributed a lot. You know, most of the major companies, if you see almost 80% of the top level companies in Uganda are owned by Indians or people of Indian origin who have settled here for many, many years. Yeah.
Some of the Indian entrepreneurs were born in Uganda. Others have come from overseas. At the peak, there were more than 80,000 people of Asian origin in Uganda. But when dictator Idi Amin took power, the situation deteriorated rapidly. He ordered tens of thousands of people of Asian origin to leave the country within 90 days.
If the thousands of Uganda Asians who face expulsion were worried about their future before, they're extremely alarmed now. President Amin, who went on record the other day with a statement that Hitler had the right answer when he gassed 6 million Jews, has warned them that if they aren't out of the country by November the 8th, they'll be rounded up and placed in camps under military control.
When Idi Amin finally left power, Indians started returning to Uganda. Later, President Yoweri Museveni actively encouraged them to return. Now there are more than 20,000 Indians in Uganda. Matuza Dalal and his family have been in Uganda for 26 years. He says he feels very sorry for all the people of Asian origin who were thrown out 45 years ago.
And we feel that there was some injustice done to us.
Mr. Dalal is a senior member of the Indian Association of Uganda. The group is lobbying the Ugandan government to follow the lead of neighbouring Kenya and declare Indians as an official tribe.
We have been fighting in Uganda through the Indian Association for many years to be recognized as a tribe in Uganda. We hope that now with the Kenyan example, the government will look at it. We are in the process of putting in another submission to the government.
While Indians play an important role in the economy, they are not the only entrepreneurs. There are mixed views from Ugandans. Some think Indian businesses are vital. Others say Indian business owners don't take care of their local workers.
The attitude towards Indians is really not good with the Ugandans because of probably behaviour and the way they conduct themselves.
That kind of discipline has not fully caught up with Ugandans, and so that still makes the Indians better business people than Ugandans.
The Ugandan economy has become sluggish after several years of strong growth. It's striving to outdo other nations in the region, such as Kenya and Rwanda. Indian business owners are eager to play their part in that success.
Africa correspondent Sally Sara reporting from Kampala.